Hello, Hello, good afternoon, everyone. I am so excited. My name is Wanda Martin, Evangelist Wanda Martin. I'll be your host for today. We're going to be talking about validation and how we look for others to validate who we are. I had a couple of things written out, but I don't think I'm going to go with that on today. I see calls are already lined up, so I guess they already looked at what the subject was going to be. I do encourage everyone to call in. If you be mindful of the time, we only have 30 minutes, so I hope that everybody can get a call in and kind of like talk just for a couple of minutes just to give your input. There's a couple of things I want to share with you before I start accepting the calls. The name of the show is Hope is Healed or Punched People Eternal, but it means to be victorious. And I just bless God on today. So let's just have a word of prayer before we go into our session. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we glorify you on today, God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word. We pray that, God, that you would touch all the women in this world, Father, and even men, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask the Lord that you would send healing, God, and to allow them to speak a good word in someone on today. Amen. So we'll be talking about validation on today. I did want to know, I need to ask you all a question before we end this call or moving forward. For you to encourage someone and tell someone that you are beautiful. Oftentimes we look for our parents, our grandparents, loved ones, husbands, uncles, and mothers and fathers to validate who we are and tell us that we are beautiful. But sometimes you may not always get that. And I believe God and I trust God and I thank God that I had two parents who spoke life into me and that they let me know that I am beautiful. I am a single mother of two. And in my past marriage, I was married to someone who never told me that I was beautiful in 10 years. But I thank God because I said, when I look outside and I see the sun shining, I know that I am beautiful because God lets me know. Plus, he said in his word, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And you should always encourage your children, even your boys, and tell them how handsome they are. Tell your girls how beautiful they are. And I just thank God that we don't always have to rely on people just to validate who we are. So I'm going to start taking some calls so some people can add some stuff in here. I'm going to go to my first caller. I believe this is it. Hello? 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 Tried to get that first caller, but I don't know. Just bear with me. This is my first bit. Hello? Hello?
She can't hear. Let's see.
Hello? I can hear you. Hello? Hello? I can hear you. You just have to speak up. Hello? Hello? Okay. Okay, we're going to keep that moving right along. I see the calls lined up, but I must have a bad connection here. I'm not actually hearing anyone or anyone is speaking in. Okay, so let's just keep this moving. All right, so I hope that you will encourage someone on today, just letting them know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. And it seems like I keep getting feedback. Is someone there? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, is this my first caller? Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello. This is Sister Catherine. I didn't know we was open for conversation,
yes.
But I bless God for your ministry. And
okay.
I'm looking forward to him using you in a mighty way because sometimes we as people in human nature do look for validation from our fellow people around us, be it family, at work or at school. And sometimes our young people get hung up on things where that's where I guess the tragedy of bullying coming at, because they might not have someone in their life to speak positive things and reinforce their being in their life. Our young people have challenges around them. A lot of times I think of a story that I learned in elementary school about the ugly duckling. And this duckling was dark and ugly and dirty and looked around and everybody was white swans already. But it's like we have a process we have to go through in life. We don't always begin by running. We have to crawl and walk. And even with our different looks, we grow in and, you know, just grooming. And in due time, you'd be surprised that you come from the baby to the, you know, the adolescents. And with adolescent hormones are doing all kind of things. Your body is looking weird. And you're like, well, what's happening? Yeah. But if no one's there telling you it's a growing process and growing pains, you think that you're ugly or you're not worth your own worth and value. And it's sad that society, we don't help it. We really hurt it when we don't say, oh, that's just a process. It's just a phase. Hang in there. Times and things do turn around, and you find out that the pimples on your face start going away, and the hair that wasn't so straight or manageable start being manageable, you know, and you just realize that, you know, due time, if you hang in there, you know, God going to get the glory, that you will see the fearfully and wonderfulness of his creation in you. So I thank God for this new ministry birth through you, that you can encourage us that we are victorious. We just got to hang in there.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much, Sister Catherine.
God bless you, and I love you.
And I love you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello? Hello. Well, I'd like to say thanks, Sister Catherine, for calling in, for giving her input about sometimes in school our children are called bad names. Or how about we hold on to things that someone said to us years ago that we were affected by, told us that we were overweight or we were too thin or they don't like the color of our skin, and we carry that, and we build up all kind of guards and all kind of walls and stuff like that in our lives, and don't allow us to be used into the kingdom because we're so fearful of how people will look at us and how people will judge us because of the way we look. And it's amazing because when I was coming up, I remember girls always saying, oh, what she thinks she's cute. And I'm like, all I did was just walk in the room and, or, you know, her feet is too big or something like that. But you have to really know who you are and have to trust God that who he made you to be and how he created you in his image. And you have to hold on to those things in life. Sometimes even in relationships, we're not told that we are beautiful. We're not told that we look nice today. But you have to know for yourself that you are beautiful. You have to know that you look nice. Everybody is shaped in all different types, shapes, sizes. Everybody looks different. Some people hair is short and don't never grow. Sometimes people hair are long and never go short, but it's okay because that's how God built us and made us to be. I'm going to go to the next caller. You all just hanging with me. When we come on next Tuesday, I'll be good. I'll have this thing down. Hello? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello? Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I hear you. Good afternoon.
Hello, Evangelist Woodard. This is Darlene.
Hello.
Actually, I was just calling just to enjoy your show. I couldn't get it online, so I was just determined to listen any way I could.
Good. Okay.
I bless God for you. I bless God for your ministry. And I just want to enjoy the show on us, not only us accepting ourselves as we are and not so much needing that validation from someone else. Because if you don't have the confidence in yourself and if you don't just recognize yourself for who you are and mm-hmm. walk in that confidence of who you are and validate mm-hmm. yourself. If there's nobody else around you, you have to get
yes.
to a point where you can validate yourself, because
yes.
there is not always going to be someone to validate you, and you can't let that allow you to sink into I am nothing, I am what I am not, because
mm-hmm.
someone else isn't, and put it in you. Just think of how God looked at you, fearfully, wonderfully made, and you just
yeah.
began to just validate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed you and your last caller, and I'm just, I just couldn't get it online, so I'm just going to stay here and enjoy your show. God bless you.
Okay.
And many blessings to all that you are doing. Love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you, too. And thank you, Evangelist King, for calling in. I'm going to go to the
You're
next
welcome.
Caller because I know we only have 30 minutes. God bless you. Hello? Hello? Caller, are you there? Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Hello, caller, are you there? Okay. All right. Okay, well, we're going to go to the next caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hey,
yes, Evangelist Winnie. This is Evangelist Shamisha. And I
Hi.
Just wanted to say that mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you, and I bless God for you pressing and moving in your vision, and I'm so excited about what God has in store for you. And just
yes,
to speak on validation, I just truly believe
uh-huh.
that we as a people don't need a validation from no man. God is the only
uh-huh.
one who shall give us that approval. We shouldn't
yes.
stand for that, because
uh-huh.
we can't exalt nobody above God. So in that same breath, the only stamp of approval and validation I'm going to receive is from the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling, Evangelist Burton. Amen. One other thing I have on my mind before I go to the next caller is that and sometimes you run into women who have been hurt so bad and wounded so deeply. They begin to do different things within their life that they shouldn't do because they feel like they have to seek approval from other people. It causes them to go down roads that they did not want to go down, but because they was seeking approval from people, whether or not they did a good job. And sometimes when you see your kids perform on stage and they look over at the mother and father, did I do a good job? That's why I always try to tell my children, don't look for mommy's approval, seek for God's approval, and then you can never go wrong. Some people have been molested in their childhood where they feel like nobody loved them, you know, and that was their validation, you know, because or maybe they deserved it, but you didn't deserve anything that happened to you. You never deserved anybody to have violated you. You never deserved anybody to put their hands where they should not have put their hands on you. So I bless God that we serve a God who loves us more than anybody, and how he lifts us up. And what encourages me the most is that even when some days as a woman, when you're still coming down and you feel like you're pulling a couple of pounds, but when you look outside and you see the sunshine, you know that God is the one who's touching you, and he's the one who birthed you. And he gives me a compliment every morning. How? Because when I hear the birds chirp, God is telling me, I love you, and you are beautiful. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. When I feel the raindrops, hallelujah, touch my face, that's God telling me that I love you. I love the way your skin feels. I love the way you smell. I just bless God that I don't seek approval for man, for him to tell me whether I look nice today, because I make my own stuff look nice. Even if I can't afford to get my hair done and my hair is in a ponytail, I bless God because I had the ability to even use my hands, even put my hair, brush my hair back in a ponytail. Some of the days when you feel like you have given everything to your children and you don't have any money to go out and get yourself no boots or no shoes. Trust me, I have been there putting your last dime on your kids. And, of course, you want to look nice because you're going out to a nice event. But I bless God that I know I look good because every time I look outside or every time I think about every time or how about a bill is paid, I know God loves me. And I just bless God. I'm going to go to my next caller. Hello, are you there, caller? Hello? Caller, are you there? I'm going to go to my next caller. Hello? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello, caller, are you there? Okay. Well, you know, I could keep on talking until the next call comes through. Some calls are kind of hard to come through and not getting them in. But I thank God for the ones that did call in, was able to get in. That's okay. All the glitches and all that stuff is going to be taken out. So next week, it will be okay. If you want to send me a message through my Facebook page, you can, or inbox me. You can also follow me on Blog Talk Radio. But if you need to send me a message, please do. I wanted to share something else about being validated and people feeling like they – let me take another call. Hello? Caller, are you there? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep talking. Hello? Hello? Caller, are you there? How about I'm going to name this show, Caller, Are You There? I like that. I promise next week it's going to be retweeted. I'll get this show together. Oh, my God. But I just bless God for everybody who's even listening in and who have shared on your Facebook page. But I'm just here to encourage you and to let you know that God loves you even when you feel like no one loves you. During this season, it's a rough season, the holiday season, because we have lost loved ones. Sometimes we are so depressed around the holiday time because we had no one to share it with and eating turkey and opened up your gifts. And it can really be a real isolated time for some of us, and we go into a deep depression. I bless God that this is the first year since be honest, my divorce, which has been over 10 years, that this was the first year that I was not down. And I bless God because he's the only one that keeps me, and he's the only one that restores me. But it's something when you have someone to share that holiday with, and for some reason it just seems like I would just get down around the holiday time. Now, I got two active kids, and you know we never sit still, but it's something about the holiday time and opening up gifts and sharing things, and as close as the Martin family is, I still had a loneliness on the inside of me, and this was the first year. Tomorrow will be my dad's, it'll be a year that my dad has passed, actually on January the 1st. And I bless God that my family is holding on and we're not sad around this time because he had brought so much joy and laughter to us. And I know he would be really proud today to even listen in. But I didn't go on a down in this holiday season. And I bless God. You know why? Because sometimes we know when we're going to get depressed because we can feel it coming on. But if we could kind of just kind of railroad that thing, and that's what I did this time. I said, I'm not going to allow the enemy to make me get down. I'm not going to allow him to make me lose my focus. So what I did was I just continued to read scriptures. I continued to replenish myself. Every time those stones would come on, I would, you know, redirect them and think of something else that gives me joy. Or, you know, watch a TV show or open up my Bible because this time of the year, people are very depressed and sad. I did something a couple of years ago called When Wintertime Comes. And it was dealing with women feeling so isolated from society because, you know, no one, sometimes people don't want you around. But I thank God that he wants us around. I'm going to go and take another call. I can't seem to get it. I know people are calling in, but for some reason it's not connecting. Hello, are you there, caller? Okay, let me try one more time. Hello? Are you there? Or maybe I should even show, are you there yet? Okay. I can't get her, but maybe the next time I'll get you. So I'm getting ready to wrap up our first show. And I'm blessed God for the first show. It looks like another call came through again. If I can't get it this time, I'm just going to wrap things up. Let me try it because I don't want to leave nobody out.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this is Scarlett Martin, and let me... Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Is this Wanda?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I just wanted to congratulate you on your show, but I also wanted to send out there that 1 Samuel 30.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you good.
Okay, 1 Samuel 30 lets us know that I'm glad you spoke.
Okay, but I also wanted to send out there that 1 Samuel 30.
Speaks about how David encouraged himself.
Okay, 1 Samuel 30 lets us know that
that David encourages himself, and so when we're feeling down and depressed, we should begin to note what the Bible says. That sometimes you have to encourage yourself when there's no one around.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 6, 4 to 14, it talks about how our work as God's servants gets validated. So we receive
mm-hmm.
validation as we just continue to work in the Lord.
And so when we're feeling down,
yeah. So I just wanted to put that
yeah.
out there.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. And that's my aunt. Thank you, Charlotte Martin. I'm going to go to have two more calls that's waiting. That I'm able to take. Hello? Caller, are you there? Okay, I'm going to go to the next one, and then I'm just going to wrap it up. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap up on this show on validation today. I want to also send Luke Bilger, who did my web design. Yay, Luke! He is so awesome. He also has a radio show called Luke Radio and LukeRadio.com. I know I have all the information. I'll put it up on my Facebook page for you or on Radio Talk Live where you can also tune in and listen to him. He texted to me, but I did not write it down. But it was LukeBilgerRadio.com. So I want to encourage all the women and even some of the men who have made listening today to know that God loves you more than anything, and he's the only one who determines your future, and he's the only one who you have to prove yourself to. I want to close out in prayer before we end this show. And next week, I promise, there won't be no glitches and everything will run smoothly. I want to thank everybody for giving me Facebook shout-outs, encouraging me. And this is the first show, but I know we got many more to go, ladies. So next week, I promise it will run a lot smoothly. But I want to thank you and also be encouraged. And everyone have a happy new year. And before I leave this broadcast, I just want to tell you that you are victorious. And on today, tell your children, tell your family members, tell your church members on tonight that they look beautiful and that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. So I just want to thank you, and for the men who thought it was not robbery to come in and listen on this line with these women. And just know that I love you all, and you all have a happy, happy new year. God bless you. Oh, let me pray out with you guys. Hello? Okay, I'm going to send a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I pray, Father God, Lord, for everybody, Lord. I pray for us, dear God, as a people, dear Lord. I pray that you would just send encouragement, dear God. Deliver those who are sad right now, who feel like there's no way out, God. Lord, I know there's a way out for them, Father. Lord, I'm a living witness to that, God. I bless you in your name on today, God, in Jesus' name. We do pray. And Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. We thank you, God, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.